Jim Heaney is back. The founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post joins me now to discuss the primaries, what we need in an attorney general, and some other stuff. Welcome back, Sir James. How are you?
Sir James.
Well, it's better than Great Bearded One. Or is it? I don't know. It's up to you.
I'll take the Great Bearded One.
Okay. I'll just call you GB1. So have the candidates been coming to Buffalo, or has Buffalo been overlooked and marginalized the way upstate was during last week's debate on Long Island?
Yeah, you wouldn't know there's an election going on by the presence of a lot of candidates here. Kathy Hochul has been here a bit. Of course, this is her backyard,
sure.
So you would expect that. But no, I mean, there's really, you know, you would think Art Eve's daughter would be in her hometown and kind of using this as a base of sorts, but in the AG's race, but that's not happening.
Really? Alicia Eve has not been to Buffalo a lot?
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's been to Buffalo, but you know, there's been very few, at least high profile appearances by candidates here. I was talking with the news director of our partners at WGRZ,
sure,
about this yesterday, and you know, you barely know there were primaries. These folks are just not a major presence in town. You know, Cynthia Nixon has been here for some small things, but you know, there's been no major rallies really by anybody of note.
I saw the Buffalo News endorse Zephyr Teach out today.
Oh, they did?
Yes. What do you think about that?
Well, that's interesting, because I think she would be Andrew Cuomo's worst nightmare.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really? And the news has been generally very supportive of the governor. I think probably more supportive than any paper in the state. So I'm a little surprised that they would make that endorsement. That's kind of interesting.
What do you think about, what are the qualities in an attorney general that you would want to see?
Someone to take on corruption. I think it's really, really simple. You know, the legislature isn't going to clean up its act on its own. The governor's not going to clean up his act on his own. It's going to take a sheriff, and that would be the attorney general. So I think someone willing to take on the corrupt culture of Albany, I think is you know, job 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You know, and they all talk about suing Trump and all that, and yeah, I suppose that's all fine and good. I think half the time, especially under Schneiderman, it was more to get headlines than it was anything else. But, you know, certainly there's a role to play when it comes to dealing with the excesses of the Trump administration. But, you know, they need to be the sheriff of the Empire State.
Right.
That's what they need to be.
This is what the Buffalo News said. Teach App brings real expertise on how to fight corruption. Her deep understanding of its origins and how it has become entrenched in modern politics is detailed in her book, Corruption in America. So they cite her experience as a professor as well as an author. So let's talk about how this scandal has affected the governor's image in Buffalo, if at all. I mean, I think the Buffalo News, in fact, I'm sure the Buffalo News did endorse Cuomo. So
yeah, they did. You know, I think the attitude here is a couple-fold. I think people don't like, you know, all the scandal that ensued from the Buffalo Billion. But I think there's a bit of a mindset that, hey, you know, he did earmark $1 billion for Buffalo. Now, maybe he didn't do the best job in how he spent it.
But he's paying attention to an ignored upstate, yeah.
Yeah, but he's paying attention to our community, and he's putting money into it. So there's some of that. And I think there's also, you know, Cynthia Nixon has not really made an effort up here. She just has not been a presence. And some of the things she's done, like thinking, you know, saying that she thinks upstate starts around Ithaca. I mean, you know,
it's not doing it for you.
Well, it's not so much for me, but I guess for me too. It's like, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, aren't really keen on Andrew Cuomo. His shelf life, in a lot of people's eyes, has expired. A lot of people, yeah, he gets things done, but at what price? And, you know, Albany's, you know, more of a mess than it was when he took office. But then folks look at the alternatives, and you've got, you know, to me, the real shame is that Stephanie Miner wasn't running in the Democratic primary because Miner, you know, has some serious chops as a government person, and she's you know, smart, informed, experienced, and you know, she could have provided, I think, a real alternative to Cuomo without some of the baggage that Nixon
she will be
in terms of,
she'll be on the ballot though in November.
Well, yeah, but it's I don't even know why she's bothering. It's just not going to, you know, it's just not, it's, that's a candidacy that's dead on arrival.
Okay.
And it's too bad because, you know, she's a smart, capable person and frankly the kind of person that Albany could use. But you know, she's going to be running on a, you know, is New York State ever elected anybody on a third party line?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, that would be interesting to look at. So real quickly, before we get to some of the events that are coming up in Western New York that Investigative Post is sponsoring, I want to know who is going to replace Chris Collins, if anyone, on the ballot.
Well, that's turned in. Yeah, that, who knows? What a mess. I mean, still about a half a dozen Republicans up for consideration. But my sense is that, and I can't claim any special insights into this. I mean, what I know from reading Bob McCarthy and Tom Precious in the Buffalo News. Mm-hmm. But it looks like the Republicans are having a hard time figuring out how to get Collins off the ballot. And until they got that figured out, why bother figuring out who to insert into his place? You know, and you've got a wide cast of characters. You've got, you know, at the far extreme, of course, you've got Carl Palladino, who, you know, need I say more?
I think we know who Carl Palladino is. So what about, you know, on the other end of the spectrum? Who do we have?
Well, you know, Chris Jacobs, the state senator, you know, is a moderate Republican, a pretty accomplished guy. He's a successful business person. He served in a number of different elected offices, starting with the Buffalo School Board, moving on to Erie County Clerk, and now in the state Senate, and has done a good job wherever he served.
But again, it's not clear if anybody is going to be on the ballot because they're not sure if Chris Collins is going to be able to be taken off the ballot
unless something untoward
happens, right? So
we have
30 seconds. I just want to make sure we get in this stuff that's going on. You know, Investigative Post is a nonprofit, and in order to help them survive, they have events, and a few of them are coming up in November, December, and what, January?
February,
got it.
Yeah, so you're coming.
I
you're
am.
Coming to Buffalo.
I miss you.
November,
what can I tell you?
November 13th. We're back at the Birchfield Penny.
Good.
It's $10 for the public and free for anybody who's given me $100 in the last year. I've got David K. Johnson coming on December the 4th to talk about Trump.
Amazing.
And then I've got a showing of Get Me Roger Stone, who in February, who at that point may be under federal indictment, so might be especially timely.
Right, very timely stuff. And you have Morgan Pechma, who is one of the writers and producers
of
the show. So investigativepost.org, Jim Heaney, founder, editor, executive director, the great bearded guy. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
All right, Susan.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.